a very wide-ranging agenda, and I think one that everybody was happy with. And there were a lot of things talked about, from fishing quotas, fishing vessels, the landing of fish, the crewing of fishing vessels, the factories lying idle, or maybe work for 15 weeks in the year, the people that's employed in the factory. You know, it was a very long season for them. You know, most of them's all kind of employed in different industries, but yet when the fishing comes out, when the fishing starts, then people's expected to come back and work in the factory. So there was a very wide-ranging agenda and ideas put on the table, you know.
Did the ministers understand what's at stake here? Do they understand the severity of the situation and the pressure that the fishing industry is under? And did they give any firm commitment to try and help the industry in any kind of a way?
Well, to be honest, how I would answer that is, what we're trying to do here now is educate the ministers what the fishing is about and the marine sector is about. I find when you go to talk to ministers and TDs, that's not from a rural area, they find it very hard to get it into their head, what will we be talking about? So basically what we're doing at these meetings, we're trying to educate them where we think we can move forward, and that's all about moving forward. And where, like Jennifer Karen McNeill, the Minister for European Affairs, can help us is out in Europe, where she has daily contact with the MEPs out there and with the staff, the European staff. So we're trying to look at a way that she will be more beneficial to us out there. And Martin Hayden is the same. He's in the Department of Agriculture, and he's trying to get to find out where in the department there can be changes made that will help the fishing industry move forward.